two scientists whose basic research played a crucial role in the development of the COVID-19 vaccines this morning were named the winners of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now. So, Rob, tell us who these award-winning scientists are.
Their names are Catalin Karikó and Drew Weissman. Karikó is a biochemist who was born in Hungary. Weissman is an American immunologist. They met and collaborated at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia and produced what ended up being groundbreaking research that eventually led to the development of the two most important COVID-19 vaccines. Here's Thomas Perlman from the Nobel Assembly announcing the prize this morning at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Catalin Karikó and Drew Weissman for their discoveries concerning nucleoside base modifications that enabled the development of effective mRNA vaccines against COVID-19.
That research that he was talking about there, tell us more about the research.
Sure. mRNA is a type of genetic information, and working together, the pair figured out how to modify mRNA so it could be used to stimulate the immune system to fight off invaders like, you know, viruses. And despite skepticism from other scientists, Karikó and Weissman hung in there and published what turned out to be a seminal research paper in 2005 explaining how to do this. And when the pandemic erupted, the drug companies Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna used mRNA technology to develop the COVID vaccines in record time. Here's Rikard Sandberg, a Nobel Committee member, at today's announcement.
mRNA vaccines, together with other COVID-19 vaccines, have been administered over 13 billion times. Together, they have saved millions of lives, prevented severe COVID-19, reduced the overall disease burden, and enabled societies to open up again.
And spurred interest in using mRNA technology to fight off many other diseases, from the flu to possibly even cancer.
The thing is, though, COVID vaccines have also turned out to be controversial. Did the Nobel Committee address that?
Yes, the Nobel Committee members said there is overwhelming evidence the mRNA vaccines are very safe and highly effective, even possibly reducing the risk for long COVID, and hope the award might help overcome some of the skepticism and hesitancy that has plagued efforts to get more people, you know, to get vaccinated against COVID and save even more lives.
Those two scientists, what's their reaction?
You know, according to the Nobel Committee, they're both thrilled. Karikó, in particular, had overcome big challenges in her career. Here's Thomas Perlman again.
Catalin Karikó explained that she was so overwhelmed and also put it in context with her situation as a scientist for many years. 10 years ago, she told me that she was terminated from her current position and had to move to Germany for another position without her family and so forth. So it's been a dramatic change in her circumstances.
You know, Karikó is only the 13th woman out of 227 people to win a Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine.
NPR's Rob Stein. Thanks, Rob.
You bet, A. Hey.